Okay, hello everybody. Wow, what a great attendance we have on the call tonight. Obviously, it's thanks to two powerhouse speakers and guests that we have on the call tonight, Dr. Tim McKnight and Dr. Horst Filzer, two great friends of mine. But the number of people, the sheer number that we've got on here, I'm humbled and honored that we have that many people on the call here tonight. We've got a great lineup for you. We've got some testimonials. I'm sorry I was a couple of minutes late. I am extremely proud to say that I'm actually at the home of 380 baseball fans, Albert Pujols, two-time world champion, multiple time, I think 9 or 10 time All-Star selection, and just an all-around great guy. Got an opportunity to meet his wife and his kids here tonight, going over Core Health products and alkaline water and how alkaline water can be of benefit, not only from an athletic perspective, but more importantly, on an overall health perspective. I want to jump right to the calls tonight, or to the to our guests tonight, guys. First of all, my name is Shan Stratton. I own Core Health Products. We sponsor this call every other Tuesday night. If you do not get our emails, let me know when we're doing these calls. Feel free to go to our website at corehealthproducts.com. You can sign up for our email list. But the reason that we're doing this call tonight, guys, is I and Core Health Products are huge fans, as many of you know, of Kangen water. Alkaline ionized water is, in fact, the single most important decision anybody can make in regards to their own personal health right now today. I firmly believe that. And so I asked a couple of powerhouse speakers and very well-known doctors to come on as guests tonight. So to get right to them, let me introduce just briefly Dr. Horst Filzer, first of all. Dr. Filzer graduated from the esteemed Harvard University. He's currently the director of the Wound Care Center in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. He has 35 years of active surgical practice in both general and vascular surgery. Folks, this is an individual that has basically spent the majority of his life practicing Western medicine and understanding what goes on behind the scenes with the drugs and the drug wars and the different things like that. He's also serving as a medical director for Enagic USA. As you'll see tonight, if you haven't heard Dr. Filzer before, you'll see the knowledge that this gentleman has and great respect for him. We also have, as a guest tonight, two for one, Dr. Tim McKnight is a board-certified family physician with expertise in sports medicine, nutritional supplementation, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. He earned his master's degree, folks, in nutrition from Ohio State University and then completed all of his coursework for his doctorate in human nutrition before entering medical school. His research publications include studies on the effects of diet, the effects of exercise, trauma on metabolism. Dr. McKnight is just a wealth of knowledge, and to be able to have him on the call tonight talking about alkaline water and Kangen water and ionization and enzymes and everything else is an absolute pleasure. He's recently written a book, folks, entitled Confessions of a Skeptical Physician. It's a fantastic read. I've read it. The information in there is so relevant to what we are teaching within this industry of changing your water to change your life. It's a fantastic read, but again, it's Confessions of a Skeptical Physician. You can get that at 6atools.com. Stan Exxon does a great job of making tools available to everybody. That's 6atools.com. You can also find information on Dr. Filzer's stuff there as well, a CD and I think a DVD. But both Dr. Filzer and Dr. McKnight, as colleagues of mine, we've all three spoken from the same stage multiple times, especially the last couple of years, regarding the vast health benefits of alkaline ionized water, and that's really what tonight's call is all about. The topic of the call tonight, folks, is how to be alkaline in an acidic world. And this one is actually our health edition, or our weight loss edition, and so that's what we're going to focus on. So with no further introduction, Dr. Filzer, are you on and unmuted? Can you hear me okay? One more call for Donald.
We are working on Dr. Filzer right now, so give us about 1 minute with him.
Okay, well, we'll get started with Dr. McKnight. Are you on?
Yes, I'm on, Chan. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. Doc, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. I know you and I talked often throughout the weeks, and it never ceases to amaze me at how many things you got going on, and you always find time to squeeze in the gym and a basketball game and patients and clients and public speaking and everything else. So thank you so much for taking your time for everybody on the call tonight.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Shan. It's given me a chance to go back and review some physiology and biochemistry, and everything I'm finding supports what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, that's great. I have no doubt tonight's call is really going to be strong. We have Dr. Filzer yet? Okay, he'll join us as soon as he comes in. But Dr. McKnight, let's go ahead and begin. And what I'd like to do first and foremost, since tonight's call is on the weight loss edition for being alkaline in an acidic world, is I'd like to define the word metabolism. Folks, think about it for a minute. How often you or someone you know has blamed something on metabolism, whether it's weight gain, whether it's energy levels, whether it's a hair loss, or whatever it might be. It seems like we blame everything on metabolism, yet very few people could actually define or tell me what metabolism actually is defined as. So let me read the definition of metabolism. Metabolism is the burning or utilizing of nutrients for energy production. The burning or utilizing of nutrients for energy production. So with that definition, guys, if we can simply increase the utilization of the nutrients you are consuming, including water, we therefore can conclude that we have increased metabolism. So with that definition in mind, Dr. McKnight, why don't you take this first, and let's ask the question of can alkaline or ionized water really help with metabolism? And if so, exactly how does that work? How does drinking alkaline water increase metabolism?
Okay, I'd love to try to tackle this, Shannon. Just so you know, Shan, you're breaking up quite a bit through this, so I think I'm able to hear most of your question, but I just want you to be aware there's a little bit of a static breaking you up some. But let me try to answer this question. You know, I came up with a similar definition for metabolism, and I defined it as energy transfer, where we're taking energy from our food, or we're utilizing that energy to build something up. So we're going to tear the food down, or we're going to build some structure in the body. But it's basically energy transfer. And as far as the role of ionized water in metabolism, you know, what I've seen in the research are indirect studies. I haven't seen anything directly. This would require, you know, some pretty sophisticated studies in chemistry and biochemistry. But I can tell you that I think it fits perfectly with the published chemistry that we know on ionized water and what we know about human biochemistry and physiology. And to start with, when our food is metabolized, basically we're taking the energy from the food, whether it's a fat or a protein or an amino acid, and we're driving it through the tricyclic pathway. And we're generating a chemical called acetyl-CoA. And from acetyl-CoA, we're passing the energy that's in the food down through what's called the electron transport chain. And basically, this is a chain that's transporting the electrons or the electron energy from one molecule to the next. And when it finally reaches the end product, what we're able to do with that energy transfer is extract the energy from the food as it's broken down from those three major macromolecules, and we're able to build the fuel of the cell, which is ATP. Now, in this process of energy transfer, what we're really transferring are protons. And the protons are in the carbohydrates or the fatty acids. And as you know, one of the benefits of ionized water is basically that it provides excess protons. And when you make ionized water from the machine, what you'll see are the little tiny bubbles that are produced right out of the machine as it goes into your glass. It's hydrogen gas, and that quickly dissipates, but hydrogen gas is unstable, and it will dissipate quickly in the atmosphere. But what happens is you have the remains of that hydrogen gas. There's a equilibrium that's established, and so basically what you're drinking is hydrogen or proton-rich water. Now, those are the same molecules that are passed down the electron transport chain. So basically, we're providing extra fuel to help us with the metabolism of these major macromolecules. And I think that hopefully that answers the question and clarifies a little bit about the role of ionized water and the fact that the ionization process is providing those protons. And one other comment that I have to make is something that I picked up from one of your presentations, but I've seen naturopaths talk about this over and over again. When we do dry blood cell analysis with someone who is acidic and not using ionized water, what we see is a Rouleau formation of the red blood cells, a stacking formation. It looks like a stack of poker chips. And when they're stacked, they're clumped together, they don't pass very well through the small capillary blood vessels in the peripheral tissue. But as you've pointed out, and as other naturopaths who do dry blood cell analysis will point out, when someone drinks ionized water, it changes the formation of these red blood cells and allows them to individually, singly pass through these capillaries and pass along the oxygen that they carry. So with ionized water, we're allowing increased oxygen delivery to the tissue, which is one of the substrates for energy production. So when we're breaking down sugar or fat or protein, we require oxygen, and we require protons through the electron transport chain. So ionized water is actually providing two of the key elements that we need for optimal metabolism. So I think that's really interesting and really exciting that it does that.
Well, I love how you bring that all together. And in fact, I'm going to go right into a follow-up question then, because you mentioned ATP. That's adenosine triphosphate. And ATP is probably the greatest energy source there is. People often ask me, well, you know, if the water really does increase our energy levels, does that also mean that it can increase the metabolism through increased energy? And I think that that Dr. Filcher has done a fantastic job in the past. I've heard him from the platform talking about how ionized alkaline water increases ATP production. So I'm hoping he is on the line now. Dr. Filcher, are you with us?
I hope so. Am I there?
You are here, Doc. I appreciate it.
Man, it was a production to get here, but thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and let's get right into it. Dr. McKnight just did a great job of talking about how alkaline ionized water can increase metabolism, and through that metabolic process, obviously ATP plays a very important part, and I've heard you talk on ATP. So would you mind addressing how alkaline water can increase our energy levels? And I'm assuming that is coming through that production of ATP, which then in turn increases metabolism for weight loss.
Well, let me make it clear how I think about this. First of all, anaerobic glycolysis, which produces ATP, is best at the ideal pH of the cell. And the ideal pH of the cell is somewhere around 7.38. At that pH, you convert glucose into ATP at a maximum rate. Now, I have no earthly idea whether or not hydroxyl ions from canyon water or anything else gets in there. But what I do know for sure, without any question, is that the alkaline ionized water can alter pH in a mammalian system. It happens to be studied in dogs, but it doesn't make any difference. The fact is that in a mammalian system, when you give alkalized ionized water, you will alter the pH from acidity towards an ideal pH. And at an ideal pH, the cellular metabolism is at its most efficiency. And that, to me, is huge. I mean, to me, that means everything. I don't know about all the hydrogen ions. I don't know about all this different stuff. But when you can have a liquid like congen water, ionized alkaline water, that can directly affect your intracellular pH without question and alter it towards the most ideal state, then you got efficiency, and the human body is one of the most efficient machines there is. And if, in fact, you are able to put the governor on with ionized water, with the alkalinity, to make it run at 100%, it does not get any better than that.
Well, that is very simply put, Doc, and I love how that is worded. If we can get the pH balanced, we can affect the metabolism or that metabolic functioning of the body. Is that correct?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think that's the way it is. And, you know, when you look at stuff, you get people that are, Dr. McKnight will agree with me. People with kidney failure are chronically acidotic. Now, there aren't any specific studies relating alkalized ionized water to ameliorating acidity in chronic renal patients, but there are other studies that suggest that if you, in fact, deliberately treat people in kidney failure with alkalinic agents, it stops their calcium bone loss, because when you're acidic, something has to buffer the pH. And if you're in renal failure, it comes out of your bones. The calcium buffers you. If you give something that reverses that, like ionized alkaline water, it has a huge chance of maybe not reversing it, but you're certainly slowing it down. So there are so many things that we are talking about that are listed in different forms of literature. We don't know them, well, we do know them, but we haven't been able to prove it to regulatory agencies. But the point is that alkalinity furthers metabolism that prevents bone loss. That's a huge thing.
Absolutely it is, and one of the things you're talking about and that I've always respected about you, Doc, is if we don't know the actual information or the data or the research to say something, you stay away from it. And having said that, I think the best examples of the value and the benefits that our water is providing to people is the firsthand experiences, the firsthand testimonials of watching people lose weight or watching people increase their energy levels or watching people reduce their blood sugar levels or their blood pressure, whatever the case is. That's not saying that we cure those things. It's saying that we're helping the body get into a state of balance so that it is able to function more efficiently and properly. So what I'd like to do real quickly is we've got one other special guest on the line tonight that is just going to take one quick second with a testimonial. But this is a gentleman with great credibility, someone that spoke at an event with me and Dr. McKnight about a week and a half ago. He's a pharmacist out of North Carolina, and it's a pharmacist, Billy Weiss, who is becoming very well known in the industry based upon his knowledge of taking the drugs out of many of the things that he's trying to teach and offer people through his pharmacy and watching the results that he's getting. So, Billy, are you on with us right now?
Yes, sir, I am, Sam.
Yeah, appreciate you taking time. And for any of you that don't know, Billy is going to be our guest in 2 weeks. We do these calls every other Tuesday. Billy's going to be our guest on that call and talk from a pharmacist perspective. But, Billy, you have a testimonial that's very touching. And if you wouldn't mind just taking a quick second and reading that, and then we can expound more on it in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Stan. I'll just read right what the fellow wrote for me. He says, "My name is Kevin Smith. I want to let you know how Kangen water has been a life changer for me. I was a huge soda drinker almost all my life, and it showed as I was overweight, had aches and pains in my joints, and was probably heading toward having some life-threatening illness come my way. I heard about Kangen water from a friend and thought, yeah, right, there's no way water is doing these things he's telling me. I decided to give it a try and see for myself. I started drinking Kangen water July 2010 and followed what was suggested to drink and gave up everything else. The first few days was a struggle. I had headaches, a head cold, just felt drained. This is because the water was helping me detox and overload and unload the toxins in my body. About day four, I woke up and felt pretty good and started paying more attention to how I was feeling. The first thing I noticed was my lower back pain was gone and I wasn't as stiff in the mornings as I normally was. I became more regular and my digestive system seemed to be working better. Also began to notice the scales moving down, which was an added bonus. I lost 35 pounds in 4 months by doing nothing but Kangen water. I was having more energy and felt like I was ready to take it to the next level. That's when I really sat down with Billy and discussed my goals, and we started implementing supplements, looking at my eating habits and implementing the workout programs, and that's when things really started progressing. My energy level went through the roof when I started the Core Health Pack. No more joint pains whatsoever, and no more migraines than I would normally have once a month or so, and the weight was dropping off like crazy. Then I started using the Heart Health, and I lost more weight, and again my energy increased again with the Heart Health and the Core Health Pack. I noticed I was dropping body fat faster than ever before. I have since lost a total of 70 pounds and 17% body fat, and have become a certified health coach and now is pursuing a certification in personal training and fitness nutrition, things I would have never thought of doing a couple of years ago. Just goes to show how Kangen water and Core Health products really can change your life."
Wow. Billy, those are the testimonials that keep us all driving, and I'm sure everybody on this call has somebody that has a great testimonial. Maybe it's them personally that have dropping of 2 or 3 pounds is a big thing to a lot of people. But what we know is that there are testimonial after testimonial after testimonial just like that you shared, Billy. And I thank you for sharing that. I know you have more that we're going to share in 2 weeks. Billy will be the guest on that call, along with, I might add, Miss Tennessee, that is getting ready for Miss America. She will be on that call with Billy, and it's going to be a great call. So, Billy, thank you for your time and great testimonial.
Thank you, Chan.
All right, with that, Dr. McKnight, let's come back to you. You know, we hear testimonials like that, and here again, it's not that the water is a miracle cure. It's not. It's simply water that is structured the way that it was intended to be structured for the body to function most efficiently and most effectively. We hear a lot of times people say, "Wow, right after I started the water, even in the first 3 or 4 days, I dropped X amount of pounds," whatever that might be. I know what my opinion is as to where that initial shot of weight loss is coming from, but would you give us your opinion, and I'll follow that up, and Dr. Filter, you as well, if we could.
Sure, Shan. You know, I like Dr. Filter. I'm looking for clinical evidence, and I'm not sure I can explain how this happens, but I want to comment, go back a little bit to enzymes, because we were talking about the metabolic pathways and hydrogen transfer and the requirement of oxygen. But one of the, probably one of the most important elements in metabolism, and whether it's metabolism to build a structure or to burn fat, are enzymes. And of course, you know quite a bit about enzymes, and your products do an excellent job with helping the utilization of nutrients. But an enzyme is a protein, and without water and without cofactors, and many times these cofactors are minerals, that enzyme is just a protein that doesn't move. But if you add a mineral or the cofactors required, and if you add water, and particularly structured ionized water, now all of a sudden that dormant protein is moving, and it's changing molecules around it. So it becomes very active and very dynamic. And what we're talking about here is optimization. You know, you talk about utilization, and we talk about optimization. If we're going to have optimal metabolism, we have to have optimal health of our enzymes. One of the things that you mentioned that I do in my practice is hormone replacement therapy, and it's the same concept in bioidentical hormones. We're looking at optimization of hormone levels back to the levels that we had, you know, in our 30s and maybe late 20s. And many of us, as we hit our late 40s and 50s, those hormones are not optimal. When we optimize the pH of the cell, as Dr. Filter said, when we optimize the nutrients that go in, when we optimize the ability of those enzymes to do the functions they're intended to do, we optimize our whole metabolism. And like I said, I can't explain exactly how some people just seem to shed this weight, but I can say that I'm convinced that it has to do with the role of the enzymes, with the fact that these enzymes are working at a more peak optimal level, and as well as the way that we're delivering oxygen, which is a required substrate for the metabolism to occur. So I guess that would be my answer. Like I said, I haven't seen any research on it, but as I was preparing for this call, you know, I was going back to biochemistry books and physiology books, and of course, if I can't find it there or I can't find it in the literature, then I struggle with it. But I'm even more convinced now that what you're doing with your core health products, with your enzymes, with assisting and optimizing enzyme digestion and utilization, it fits right in with what's happening inside the cell. That would be my answer as to how people, some people in particular, are able to lose this weight very well. It's like we've optimized the cell function to do.
Well, I appreciate those words, and as you and probably most on this call know, enzymes are my passion and my love. And so I will follow up just a little bit with a theory of mine that I think is backed by a lot of solid research, and then I'd like to get Dr. Filter's input as well. But everyone, I would like for you to understand that no nutrient can be utilized within the body. No carbohydrate, no protein, nor fat can be utilized in the body as energy, which you define as metabolism, until those nutrients are digested. And enzymes are mandatory for that digestive process, specifically fat. When we don't have the enzymes to digest our fat, the body then doesn't recognize the fat in our body, such as adipose tissue, such as fatty deposits, such as cholesterol and triglycerides. The body can't recognize that as a source of fuel. Therefore, it burns more carbohydrates and more muscle. And that's why we get people so frustrated when they go to the gym for a period of time and say, I'm not dropping body fat. It's because we haven't digested that fat first. The phrase that I use is undigested fat cannot be burned until it is digested. And ironically, two things mandatory for fat digestion, protein digestion, and carbohydrate digestion are enzymes and water. So I don't think there's anybody that could argue the value and the importance of coupling broad blend enzymes and changing that pH of the body to function most efficiently, as Dr. Filter was talking about. I think they go hand in hand and need to be looked at that way. A product that we use for that is specifically for fat digestion. It's called Heart Health. that with the water has been very effective. Dr. Filter, your input on that?
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, do I have a couple minutes? Because I'm not trying to monopolize any time here, but I want to, first of all, address Tim McKnight's comments, because I think that as somebody who is a clear thinker, he's right up there. Our problem in this country with nutrition, with obesity, is diet-related, and it is related to a diet that we are really not supposed to be eating. And, Tim, I hope you cut me some slack here, but I have to say this. It is absolutely essential that we have the appropriate enzymes. It is absolutely essential that when the product gets to present it to the villi in the intestinal tract, it is broken down to a moiety that can be absorbed and put into the bloodstream. Now, I happen to think that kangen water, because of its pH at that level, is helpful. Because remember, every digestive enzyme that we get into our intestinal tract has to be activated. If it gets dumped in from your pancreas or your liver or whatever, it's nothing until it gets activated. And strangely enough, it's activated by stomach acid. And there's some confusion about that, but the fact of the matter is that kangen water, on the whole, is a positive influence on that. But there are a lot of nutrients that we eat today that our system genetically is not adapted to. I'll give you an example. Rye, wheat, you know, any kind of grains, anything that happened before animal domestication. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What I'm basically saying is our bodies are not adapted to the diet we eat, because this is a diet in existence less than 5,000 years, and our guts and our intestines and our genes are a couple million years old. And there lies the product, the problem of obesity. We eat stuff that is totally refined, that instantly goes into your bloodstream, causes a pancreatic response of insulin that absolutely makes you hungry as hell, and that feedback mechanism is simply unsustainable. All it does is make you want to eat more. Now, I'm going to stop here, but I'm basically going to say, if you drink kangen water and you're well hydrated, one of the most important things people tell you in the weight loss industry is make sure you drink enough water, because thirst and hunger are often intertwined. And people don't know the difference. So if you satisfy your thirst, you may well satisfy your hunger. I'm
going to
stop
you
right now.
Ken, can I just interject? I want to just kind of tag team there with Dr. Filter, because I like what he said. One of the mistakes that we often make is we're not hydrated, as he's mentioning. And first thing we should do is have 16 ounces of ionized water in the morning, because many times we stand, in front of the refrigerator trying to peek into something that we want to satisfy our craving, whatever that is. And a lot of times, it's something that's a well-hydrated food, which is our body telling us we need to hydrate first. So absolutely right was that many of these calories that we eat are in an effort to hydrate our system. When we don't need the calories, we need the hydration. Secondly, what he's talking about with the diet is absolutely true. Our bodies have not been able to adapt to the onslaught of the foreign chemicals that we're not capable of properly metabolizing. As I was doing my research this, I looked at the CDC list of the common cancers that kill. Four of the top 10 cancers that kill involve the intestinal tract. That would be the colon, the pancreas, the esophagus, and the liver and gallbladder. So, you know, we're talking about the intestinal tract. That's a prime example of what's happening to our bodies as we try to metabolize these foods that we're not really prepared or able to properly metabolize. You know, these foods react in our system in that lining, and we don't have adequate protection many times to prevent us from developing those cancers. So absolutely, 100%, what Dr. Filter is saying is correct. And again, we're talking about, you know, we're kind of, I think we're mixing them up a little bit, the consumption of food and breaking it down to digestion, which is really, you know, what your core health products do an excellent job at. But as far as fat lipolysis or burning of fat for energy production, which is really what we want to do efficiently, we need to be well hydrated, as we're talking about. We need to have the necessary cofactors. We need to make those enzymes inside our cells work at an optimal level. That's absolutely critical. The other thing that's important for us is if we have more mitochondria in our muscles and in our cells, we will be able to utilize the oxygen and utilize those enzymes to burn more fat. Well, how do you get more mitochondria? Well, that's through exercise. When you breathe deep, when you do interval training in particular, you're going to stimulate more mitochondrial growth. And a lot of people make this mistake of saying they're going to cut their calories back and expect to lose weight. Well, you can do that, but you can optimize weight loss by exercise so that you're making more mitochondria to burn that fat more efficiently. So just a little clarification, to really optimize weight loss, we need to exercise to get the mitochondria primed, but we also need to optimize these enzymes inside the cell to help them utilize and burn the fat.
And that is a perfect point for me to reemphasize the enzyme portion, internal first. The pancreas, as we know, produces these enzymes that Dr. Filter and Dr. McKnight are talking about. The primary source is in fact, the pancreas. Research shows right now, today, that the pancreas produces 12% fewer enzymes every 10 years past the age of 30. So from 30 to 40, 12% fewer enzyme production. 40 to 50, another 12% fewer production. 50 to 60, another 12% reduction. So that's why we're seeing more people at the ages of late 50s and 60s saying, I can't get rid of these fats. I can't digest my food very well. I feel bloated. It's because the pancreas is exhausted, is not producing those enzymes at an adequate rate. That's why what Core Health Products provides is enzyme-focused to provide those enzymes so we can most efficiently break those carbohydrates, those proteins, those fats down. And then there again, with the water. The water is the most important aspect, but can't be seen as the only aspect. Just like you can't just look at exercise as the only aspect. It's a holistic approach, enzyme supplementation from broad spectrum. The water being consumed, as you've all heard me say, is the most important decision anybody can make regarding their own personal health right now today. Those together with exercise and the other factors, I believe that it's almost fail-safe that you will lose body fat when you incorporate those aspects. So, man, we could go on for hours and hours and hours. Dr. McKnight, I love your information. Dr. Filter, as always, I love you and your information. I will ask each of you to leave us with whatever point you want to finalize with, but I appreciate you being on the call and the points that we've discussed tonight. Dr. Filter, you first.
Well, thank you. First of all, I want to say to Tim that every time I see him talk, and I absolutely am overwhelmed with his profound interest in making life better for everybody. And he does it with his dietary thoughts, he does it with the thought on the water, and he does it with the fact that, you know, we're living in a society that actually is killing us, it's boiling us. Look, if you are taking a diet tonic. My wife, it is what it is. She drinks about a quart of Diet Coke a day. And I can't get her to change. The voice is painful. All I can say to you, when you get a diet drink, okay, it is sweet. The hypothalamus in your brain understands sweet. And what that does, it produces an insulin response. So if you actually think that you're drinking a diet tonic that's going to get you to lose weight, you're out of your mind. What happens is the insulin response makes you hungry, and then you eat more. So the point is, we were talking about enzymes, and I have absolutely no question about the fact that the enzymes that Shan and his products are excellent and good for you. But remember one other aspect of the pancreas. It produces insulin. And insulin, when it is not excreted in the right way, makes you fat. Thank you.
Well put, Doc. I appreciate that, and so true. Dr. McKnight.
Well, I'm just getting going, Shan. I'm not ready to stop talking. We're going to have to do this again. I really appreciate Dr. Filter's comments and nice compliments. I'm honored that a Harvard grad, a vascular surgeon with so many years of experience is paying me a compliment. I'm really kind of surprised by that, but I really appreciate it. I think it's great when we get these opportunities to talk and share ideas. I learn from each of you, and I learn from the discussion, so this is exciting. One thing I didn't get into that I'd like to discuss at some point is leaky gut syndrome, which is an inflammatory process that happens.
Yeah.
It also affects the pH of the cells and the health of the system and the inflammatory response. Let me just make one comment about in closing about what Dr. Filter said about insulin. Insulin is absolutely an essential, obviously an essential hormone, but most of us develop insulin resistance because of high fructose diet, because of processed foods, too many calories, and even, as he said, with diet soft drinks. I had a patient who became diabetic, and she started taking insulin and had a terrible reaction to it, and I think this was something that I learned from Billy a couple weeks ago when I was in Denver with him, and that is the inflammatory nature of insulin. Insulin is a very pro-inflammatory hormone, and we don't want excessive levels of insulin. We want to keep that down. We want to be very sensitive to the insulin because, as Dr. Filter said, too much insulin and calories leads to fat loss, fat deposition. That's what it does. My basic message tonight is that ionized water is, of all the approaches that we can take to restore and maintain our health, it's the simplest, easiest way to do it. But as always, I emphasize a balanced approach, common sense. We can't expect ionized water to cure a condition if we're not willing to pay the price by trying to minimize the toxic burdens that we inflict upon our bodies. If we're not willing to breathe deep through exercise, if we're not willing to eat a plant-based diet and get proper nutrition and chew our food well, all those common sense things that we know we need to do, but we often fall short of it because we get swallowed up in this lifestyle of a fast pace and stress, and we do things mindlessly without thinking. It's a common sense approach, and I just want to emphasize again the important work that you're doing, Shan, and the role of your Core Health products helping with that digestion. I'm sure your callers have seen your demonstrations and heard you talk. Absolutely, this is an essential part of what we're doing, but ionized water is, in my mind, the simplest of all those many steps that you can take to maintain that balance, which allows us to optimize the enzymes and our cell metabolism.
Well, Doc, I appreciate that, and we absolutely will do a follow-up call with both of you. If you're willing to, we'll coordinate it and make sure that we get you back on and do a number two. So I thank both of you guys for being on the call tonight very, very much. It's an honor to have you here and be on the call. So thanks to both of you.
Thank
hey,
you.
Chad?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say one thing to Tim McKnight. Can I?
No, sure, absolutely.
I just want to say, Tim, so young and already such wisdom. Bless you.
Thank you.
That's great, guys. That is the goal that we all have in mind, is trying to bring great minds together, and that's a role that I like to believe we're providing here at Core Health Products, is a platform for people like Dr. Filcher and Dr. McKnight and Billy Weiss and testimonials and great minds that have pieces to the health puzzle. Folks, I don't have all the answers, nor does anybody else, but if we can bring more minds together, continue to build off of each other's knowledge and each other's expertise, I know we can change the direction that healthcare and health is heading in America today. We're not going in the right direction, but the more of these things we do, the more support that we all offer each other, we can make that change, and we can create a healthcare reform of our own, taking the health back into our own hands and not relying on government nor anybody else to provide that direction for us. So as I said to both of you, thank you. Thank you to Billy for the testimonial. I would invite all of you, most all of you already have an ionizing machine, a Kangen water machine or an alkaline ionizer. If you don't, certainly take a look into it and talk to those that have information on it. Those of you that have, and all of you even that haven't, I'd invite you to take a look at our website, Core Health Products, Core like Apple Core, Health Products. We advocate alkaline water and enzyme-based, plant-based nutrition. One of our primary focuses is increasing the digestion of fat. We have a specific product called Heart Health, which is there to increase the digestion of cholesterol and triglycerides and body fat to go together with the alkaline water. So if you're someone that's interested in taking that next step of dropping body fat, dropping those bad fats that are going to cause challenges, please go to the website, take a look, look at the research data that we've provided on there, the references, the testimonials, the professional athletes that we work with, and send an email or ask any questions that you might have. Now, in closing, as we always do on these calls, every other Tuesday night, we offer a special to all of you listeners. It's just listeners. And the special that we're going to offer tonight, specifically because we're talking about fat loss, weight loss, is that when you go to the website at corehealthproducts.com and you purchase any two products, I don't care what the products are, any two products, we're going to throw a free Heart Health in there for you, which is the fat digesting product. That's a $35 value. So any two products in the cart, and you're going to get a free Heart Health. If you buy any four products, you're going to get a free Heart Health and a Health and Hydration DVD, which is a $20 value, that goes over an entire water presentation, an entire, with my PowerPoint, my slideshow, that goes over everything to do with water, alkalinity, ORP, microclustering, as well as the Core Health Products demonstration. Then any two products above that, you get an additional Heart Health with that. So however many products you get, when you're going through that process, there's a coupon code section. In that coupon code, you're simply going to type in DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R. In that coupon code, as soon as we see the word DOCTOR in there, we're going to add a free Heart Health and Health and Hydration DVD to each two products that are purchased. So, folks, let's get going with reducing that body fat, starting with
alkaline ionized water first and foremost. Let's get our bodies back to a healthy position, healthy condition. Let's change healthcare as we know it in America today. And we're going to do that with the help of people like Dr. Filter and McKnight and Billy and many others. So it's been an honor to bring this to you all. I hope to be able to meet each and every one of you in time. Again, a huge thank you to Dr. Filter, Dr. McKnight, and Billy. Any last word, Dr. Filter or McKnight?
I just want to thank you again, Shan. This has been a great call. I've learned a lot. I've enjoyed thinking about this and having this conversation with you and Dr. Filter. And Billy Weiss is a jewel. We need to definitely listen to what he's got to say. A very knowledgeable gentleman.
Thank you, Dr. McKnight. Dr. Filter, anything else? If not, we'll close it out. That sounds good, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great night. God bless all of you, and I look forward to seeing you sometime out on the speaking tour. Have a great night. See you later.
Mm-hmm.